I'm David Court and I'm talking to psychologist Chris Stevens. Chris, we've been talking about individuals and creativity. Can we talk about the business, the company, the corporation and creativity? Can they be creative?
Clearly. I mean, you've got the whole phenomenon, for example, of startups, and they often end up leapfrogging the incumbents. So one way of approaching this is, what happens in startups that doesn't happen in big corporates? And one of the things is they're nimble, they're agile, they take risks. They're not held back by...
They're not invested in the status quo.
Yeah. You know,
on the contrary.
And they've got less to lose. You know, so a big corporate's got a lot to lose. They've got shareholders they're beholden to and all that sort of stuff. And fear of loss, by the way, is much more powerful as a motivator than the promise of gain.
So if you have, you fear, and if you don't, you...
Yeah, you'd like something. You know, like if you lose $50, you're going to spend a lot more time and have more emotional response to it. You know, you'll be interrogating the family about that you left it on the coffee table, and you'll sort of have your own form of the Spanish Inquisition. But if you find $50, you get a cheap thrill for a while, but it soon passes. So that fear of loss is a very big one.
Does that mean, though, that big companies aren't good at creativity and little companies are? Is that
no, it just means there's different challenges for them and they need to understand the challenges. So one of the things they need to understand is that they're going to lose big time if they don't innovate. The survival rates of big corporates, the years are getting more and more truncated because of the rate of change and innovation and so on, technology. So they need to understand it in a kind of hard-headed business case sort of way, that you've got to have a portion of what you do being dedicated to rigorous innovation. And then that then requires an understanding of what that might look like. You know, so people are afraid of what they don't understand. We all are. And so what are some of the things? Well, you need to allow for, create a social space of rigorous debate and discussion. You need to have diverse teams that are involved, people with different skill sets, different backgrounds. You need to flatten out the hierarchy so the leader's not setting the direction, but the group is. There needs to be constant iterations and testing. You need to go to whoever your audience or your customer are and get feedback in that agile process kind of way, showing early and dirty and getting feedback. And that process needs to be protected from the bean counters. But knowing that there is a process to go through, you know, of a series of filters that you and I have discussed.
Like a green light process.
Like a green light process where you're getting this input from many experts. So it's this multi-disciplinary feedback process and validation process. So it's rigorous. So I think those things are really important. And then, of course, the leaders that have the emotional intelligence and the skill and the clarity of understanding to oversee this and protect this ecosystem.